I'm Charlie Foran, an author and the president of PEN Canada, a freedom of expression organization. I lived in China for 5 years, including 2 years in Beijing, and wrote a book about the lives of Beijing intellectuals in the wake of the June 4th, 1989 massacre. My interests in Ai Weiwei go back to his emergence in the wake of the Beijing Olympics, and I consider him by far the most important, interesting, stimulating, and original of contemporary Chinese artists. Now, Ai Weiwei is a political artist, but he's not, I don't think, an innately dissident one. Or rather, his dissent isn't grounded in any whole-scale rejection of his culture's precepts or challenges to that self-conception. What makes him so unique and such trouble to officials is that his work, his thinking, even his life, clearly and happily embrace a fundamental principle of Chinese society, the colossal. His art is as big, as outsized, as it needs to be to speak to his nation's deepest instincts. He is very, very Chinese in his approach to discussing politics and art. He embraces the gigantic, but he also critiques it, revealing it to be, no surprise, a complex self-conception, full of contradictions and one that allows far too much dehumanization and cruelty. Look around these rooms at these mostly huge artistic gestures and confrontations. By being so big as an artist, Ai Weiwei is both embodying the colossal as China's enduring reality and declaring that, as one Chinese citizen at least, he won't abide any binding terms of that reality, in particular with regards to the individual experience. He will not accept the supposed trade of social stability with individual rights. He will not allow state-sponsored forgetting or coerced silence, and he will name names, especially of children. Ai Weiwei is 100% Chinese and 100% loyal and 100% suitably outsized in his opposition to many governing principles of his society.